There was about 12 people from Donegal down there, which is a really good turnout. We're very active and very involved in ownership of Aintu. And you must remember, this is definitely a grassroots party. And when motions come forward, we discuss them locally first. They come from the public on the street. I meet people on the street. And one of the big issues I'm pushing at the moment is that this concern for people that are what I call senior citizens that are not being respected in relation to inheritance tax laws or housing, especially on the social housing list. It is so difficult to get support because a single person on their own trying to get a private mortgage is near impossible, bar the top earners.
Aintu realistically is not going to get sufficient support at this point in time to go into government under its own steam. However, the party could be asked by another party or parties in the relatively near future to support them in a bid for government and effectively become kingmakers or indeed queenmakers.
Of course, and that's the reality. And we have done tremendously well building at 6% now in the polls. We are steady climbing because the people are supporting us and we know there's a need for this alternative voice and for the people that feel unrepresented by the current political parties. So, of course, we will talk when we get, and we will get to that stage. At 6% now in the polls, we are constantly climbing, and we desperately, as I say, need a TD for Letterkenny, and I'm hoping to go forward as that person that we can get a real voice for the North West for Letterkenny.